If you are my age, you remember eating at Bell's Cafe at some point in time. But we also know that it was the Eat More Cafe before Bell took over. A little history there for you to read on our boards and find out more about Bell. Staple in getting your prescriptions filled. And one of those wonderful things that if you took your prescription in and they couldn't fill it immediately, you were allowed to visit the fountain and get a drink, Coca-Cola or a Coca-Cola product. We are also honored to have the prescription counter in which all the prescriptions were kept and some of the original bottles as a part of our existing exhibit. So you'll want to be sure and step downstairs in the basement to see the old Fair Drug Store shelving. I'm not exactly sure what all's covered in the National Bank, but it'll be there, and you can add stories to our history so we know more about the bank and how it proceeded to the present-day U.S. Bank. Of course, a man of meager beginnings in Hamilton, Missouri, rose to major fame in the retail business. We have his history and some of the pluses from his time. How could you talk about Trenton without talking about Trenton Hardware with the little question mark as to the original beginning date? We talk about who owned Trenton Hardware and some of the changes throughout history and what an interesting man Steen was. We also hope to have some of Steen's former employees visiting with us about what it was like working for this individual.